Good morning, Power Hour Nation. This is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting once again in lieu of Daniel. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I love the show. It's a real privilege for me to be here again. I have a special guest for you today, Danny Siris, with an extensive background in law enforcement. Today's show is going to fall into two parts. I'm going to begin talking about coronavirus and the vaccines and what it really means. And then Danny and I are going to turn to the shooting in Boulder, Colorado. Now, there's profound irony in today's show. We're going to learn that the shooting in Boulder, Colorado, just like those at Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Parkland, Florida, Las Vegas, and Nevada, and even Orlando, were staged events where nobody died, but they're being described by the mainstream media as mass murders. In fact, it turns out they refined the definition of mass murder downward. So today it only requires three people to be shot and the killer, the alleged shooter, doesn't even have to die. It used to be prior to this latest revisions, you had to have four people killed and the shooter die in the process as well. Think about it. There are more deaths by that standard in Chicago, more mass murders every weekend than all these fake shootings combined. But what we have in this case in Colorado that'll blow your socks off is we actually have a video of a journalist who just happened to be there, recorded the whole thing. Danny and I go through it in great detail, and you're going to see just how bad it is, how much you're being played. Meanwhile, however, I want to start with the coronavirus and the vaccine. Driving back from the post office this morning, I was listening to the reports that vaccine resistance is dropping. Well, sad to say, in the current state of the universe in which we live, that's exactly wrong. Vaccine resistance ought to be increasing dramatically because, as I'm going to explain, the vaccines, by any standard, are going to turn out to be instruments of mass murder. That's my interpretation, and here are some of the reasons I think so. And let me tell you how stressed out I am to have to report this news to you. It's very, very serious. It's very, very grim. But consider the following. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated, okay? They've never actually been able to isolate the virus. If they haven't been able to isolate the virus, they cannot have a vaccine for the virus in the traditional sense of a vaccine that introduces a weak strain of whatever is the hazard or threat such that your body can develop its own immunity response, antibodies in your own body. That's not what we have here. These vaccines do not cure a COVID-19 but suppress the symptoms. That's all they do. They suppress the symptoms. Those who are vaccinated are not cured and remain capable of transmission. That's why Fauci, Anthony Fauci, to whom I refer as Tony the Rat, says those who are vaccinated still need to wear masks. Why? You would have thought if you were vaccinated, you were cured. But no, you're not cured. Not only are you not cured, but you're still capable of transmission. Let me just say how outrageous this is, because Fauci took the lead in killing a readily available wonder cure, a wonder drug for a coronavirus, which is hydroxychloroquine, which is the milder derivative of chloroquine, where an article in a journal published by the National Institutes of Health, where Anthony Fauci is a director, in 2005 published an article extolling its virtues, that hydroxychloroquine will cure it if you got it and will prevent it if you don't, and doesn't require an injection, and it's cheap and it's readily available. You might ask yourself, well, if this drug is cheap and readily available, if it'll cure it if you've got it and prevent it if you don't, why haven't we been taking hydroxychloroquine? Because it's cheap and readily available. And Big Pharma is using this as an opportunity to make big bucks. Last I heard, they're getting like $28 for every single injection. $28 for every single injection. Start multiplying that times the millions that this phony president, this Biden guy, is talking about, and you begin to get the idea. If there are over 7 billion population in the world and they want to inject the whole world, just think about it. That's the amount of money we're talking about here is staggering. And I have no doubt that these vaccines, just like soft drinks, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and the like, have a staggering profit margin. I would venture to say it might cost a nickel to make a can of Coke and sell it for a buck. Look at the profit margin. Analogously, suppose it cost a dollar to make a vaccine per shot, and you sell it for 28. I mean, the mind begins to boggle when you understand exactly what's going on here. So what is, in fact, the case with these vaccines? They use mRNA, which performs the feat of gene splicing. These are not vaccines. These are gene splicers that make a difference here to your DNA. I mean, it sounds absolutely incredible, but that's what happens here. This is a gene splicing vaccine. It is experimental. Believe it or not, they skipped the animal studies. To tell you the truth, I'm convinced they did the animal studies, but they didn't want to release the report because all the animals die. So now what we have is the U.S., indeed the whole world population, is the animal studies. Remember, we as human beings are members of the animal kingdom. They've just gone directly to human beings on an experimental basis. None of these are FDA approved unless you say on an experimental basis, which turns out to be mean they're only authorized on an emergency basis, and most insurance policies, if not all, are not going to pay off. If you die from having one of these vaccines and you think your insurance company is going to pay off, I'm sorry to say, almost for a certainty, it ain't going to happen. And because of the effects here, we're actually in a situation where the United States and the medical community is in violation of the Nuremberg Code, which was adopted by the world community in the aftermath of World War II, after it turned out that this Dr. Mengele, the mad scientist, was exposed for conducting all these involuntary experiments on prisoners of war. He was the epitome of the mad scientist. Well, he's been replaced today by Tony the Rat Fauci, who's another mad scientist, and I can guarantee you Fauci, with a virtual certainty, has patents on a lot of these drugs. He's making big bucks. He's out there telling you now what he did not tell you in the beginning. He wants you to wear masks. He's promoting the vaccines. Listen to what the CDC does. And what you have to understand about the CDC is the following. This is like a marketing arm for the big pharma and the medical community, the CDC. It's not actually an independent organization. It's by and large controlled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which also makes major donations to World Health Organization, to Imperial College, where the Nigel Ferguson model led to all the lockdowns, which have been so devastating and which were a complete inversion of traditional past practice. When confronted with a pandemic in the past, you isolated the sick. You protected the vulnerable. You did not quarantine the healthy. So here's the latest of a COVID-19 vaccine update of what the CDC says you should know. Listen to this. The following reactions are possible after the first or second vaccine injection. Swelling, pain, or redness at the injection site. Fatigue, fever. Remember, this is a sign your immune system is working. Headache, muscle pain, joint pain, chills, swollen lymph nodes, general unwell feeling, nausea and vomiting. That's it. That's it. That's all they tell you that you're going to suffer. Those are the only effects as reactions that they're willing to publicly admit. but they're missing out on the most important from Europe. 3,964 people have died from adverse drug reactions for COVID-19 vaccines, 162,610 injuries. Listen to these injuries here and see how many of them are not reported by the CDC. The answer is going to be virtually none of them are being reported. Here's just for the Pfizer vaccine alone, 2,540 deaths. Gee, I don't remember the CDC telling us that. 102,100 injuries, including, get this list, 7,604 blood and lymphatic system disorders, including 15 deaths. 4,636 cardiac disorders, including 276 deaths. Gee, I don't remember that being on the CDC list. 22 congenital, familial, and genetic disorders, including 2 deaths. 2,683 ear and labyrinth disorders. 52 endocrine disorders. 2,941 eye disorders. And by the way, here's 2 deaths. But with some of the other vaccines, you even get blindness. How many are going to be enthusiastic about taking these vaccines when you recognize that blindness is a potential consequence and the CDC is not telling you? 102 heptabiliary disorders with 12 deaths. 1,928 immune system disorders, 11 deaths. 6,020 infections and infestations, 275 deaths. Are you getting the idea? 2,198 injury, poisoning, and procedural complications, including 32 deaths. 4,565 investigations, including 111 deaths. 1,567 metabolism and nutrition disorders, including 49 deaths. 37,365 musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, including 22 deaths. 44,993 nervous system disorders, including 185 deaths. 81 pregnancy, puerperium or perinatal conditions, including 2 deaths. 3,742 psychiatric disorders, including 28 deaths. 525 renal and urinary disorders, including 37 deaths. 8,788 respiratory, thoracic, and metastinal disorders, including 294 deaths. 10,808 skin and subcutaneous issue disorders, 18 deaths. 225 social circumstances, including 6 deaths. 69 surgical and medical procedures, including 4 deaths. 4,820 vascular disorders, including 74 deaths. What? You didn't know? You didn't know? Absolutely stunning. Here's a report I got just today from a correspondent. Post-jab reports of blindness, double vision, blurred vision, and more. Here's a 90-minute audio report from verbatim accounts of vision eyesight effects from the jabs, in person after person. Reports are cited showing vision loss, blurry, smoky, pixelated eyesight in the minutes and days following the jab. This indicates brain damage. Vision loss and other descriptions of irregular eyesight is accompanied with extremely painful headaches, lethargy, Bell's palsy. That's like a paralysis of half of your face, tinnitus, nausea, muscular contractions, and other effects. How many of these are being reported to you by the CDC? Virtually none. Virtually none. They're playing you for suckers and saps because they're in on it. They are in on it. This is a monstrous scam. My correspondent continues, I suggest each of these people are reporting strokes. They are caused by blockages in the fine vascular system that feeds the eye and ocular nerve. Some appear to resolve themselves, although these reports are preliminary. If not, paralysis or death result. However, those extreme outcomes are not the focus of this report, where the video report is on BitChute. By all the tenets of medical research, if the VAX program were being operated under randomized control trial protocols, This level of injury would have demanded an immediate halt to the experiment. However, by labeling it an emergency, sanity is abandoned as the human toll climbs. And here it is. You can find it on BitChute, AVERS, that's the Adverse Effects Reporting System, V-A-E-R-S, colon, blindness, blurry vision, tunnel vision, and eyesight issues. 350-plus reports of sight disturbances. You can find it yourself right on BitChute. Now, let me return to Tony the Rat. Look, in my opinion, this guy is a monster. He has done more damage to the United States than all of our foreign adversaries combined. Put together, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Emperor Hirohito, and Tony the Rat has done more damage and devastation to the United States, including death count, than all of our foreign adversaries combined. Now, get this. In 2008, Tony the Rat co-authored a paper about the Spanish flu epidemic that was the most devastating of the modern pandemics. 10 million plus died worldwide. It swept the entire planet in the wake of the First World War and caused millions of deaths. So in studying this major and actual pandemic, what did Dr. Fauci and his colleagues find? That most of the deaths weren't from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia, a respiratory infection. Well, guess what? Bacterial pneumonia infections are promoted by wearing masks. So when Anthony Tony the Rat is telling you to wear your mask, what he's actually doing is giving you exactly the opposite advice, where he knows better. He knows better. If you want to talk about a menace or a threat to public health, it's Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci. And he's now reporting that a new surge in COVID-19 cases has three main causes: travel, new variants, and premature rollbacks of public health restrictions are all contributing factors to the uptick in new COVID cases. Anthony Fauci told CBS that only with more vaccinations can public health measures be safely relaxed. This guy is a total rat. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a cheater. He, in my opinion, he is a mass killer. This man is responsible for mass murder because, knowing better, he's going ahead and promoting false information that's going to be severely damaging to human beings and other living things if you follow his protocol. Now, here's a clue. Flu cases plummet during the pandemic. Flu cases plummet during the pandemic. Guess what? In the 2019 to 2020 flu season, there were 38 million cases of the flu. 38 million in the 2019 to 2020. Now, what about the 2020 to 21 flu season? 1,822. You got it right. 1,822 this year, whereas last year there were 38 million. So what's happened? They're just reclassifying cases of flu as COVID to promote the idea that there's a worldwide pandemic. I cannot begin to tell you how disgusting this is. Completely outrageous, devastating to the world that this should be taking place. I am in shock. We are going to conclude our conversation here about COVID and turn to Colorado with my expert in law enforcement, Danny Siris, after the break. And Danny and I will take the next segment and probably the one following to invite your calls, the last segment, but you're happy to have the call-in number already available for when I open the lines, that call-in number being 844-769-2944. I repeat, 844-769-2944. But I won't be opening the lines until Danny and I have completed our discussion about the Boulder mass murder, which turned out to be a completely staged event. We're going to go through the video we have of it. There turns out to be a longer version. I'll explain the difference. Meanwhile, You need to be looking at serious research by individuals like Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine Austin Fitz has pointed out that this is not a vaccine because it doesn't inject a milder version of, say, COVID, so your body can develop antibodies. Instead, it introduces this mRNA to do gene splicing to actually change your DNA. Frankly, even though I'm a student of evolution, I was astonished that there's a technology they could inject that will change your DNA. So it's an injectable, but it appears it has several adverse consequences that nobody is telling you about. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, for example, has observed there's a sterility ingredient that clicks in 3 to 6 months after you take the vaccine. 3 to 6 months after you take the vaccine. What we have is a group of very powerful, rich do-gooders who think there are too many people on Earth and that the public is just too dumb to practice birth control, so they're going to arrange for us themselves, whether we like it or not, and they're going to use the vaccine as their methodology. And here's another aspect of this surprise, surprise. It appears these vaccines actually weaken your immune system in relation to the very kinds of threats in the environment it was supposed to protect you from. So that Bill Gates has very smugly observed that with a second wave, people are going to sit up and take notice. He was upset they didn't pay enough attention, that they're not taking his vaccine. That makes it into big bucks he wants to make. Well, a second wave is going to lead to millions of deaths among those who took the vaccine. We'll be right back.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds, such such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This is Jim Fetzer once again, guest hosting for Daniel. I'm so grateful to Catherine and Daniel for inviting me to sit in once again. As I explained at the top of the show, I have a law enforcement expert, Danny Siris, with us here today to talk about the Boulder shooting. Now, any of you who have followed my work know that I have actually since 1992 been engaged in research on what are called conspiracy theories, but where I bring together experts to turn conspiracy theories from theories in the weak sense of rumors, guesses, or speculations to conspiracy theories in the strong sense of empirically testable explanatory hypotheses like Newton's theory of gravity, Einstein's theory of relativity, Darwin's theory of evolution. And when you sort out, separate the authentic from the fabricated evidence, it turns out these cases are relatively straightforward and easy to resolve. I began with JFK, brought together the best experts to ever study the case, published three books about it that blew the cover up apart. For example, they'd altered the x-rays to patch a blowout at the back of the head, which was inconsistent with the official narrative because it was a shot fired from in front. They substituted another brain so that in the National Archives, the brain shown there in photographs and diagrams is not even the brain of JFK. They took the whole movies and massively edited them to remove the turn from Houston on to him, because a driver didn't really know what he was doing, mistook the frontage road for Elm Street, swung out too widely and nearly hit a concrete abutment. Seeing that would have shaken the confidence of the public in the Secret Service ability to protect the president, and justifiably so, where I discovered 15 indications of Secret Service complicity in setting him up for the hit. And then further down Elm Street, William Greer, the driver, pulled the limousine to the left and to a halt to make sure JFK would be killed. And during that interval, he was hit several times in the head. That was such an obvious indication of this having been a contrived event, not to mention putting the presidential limousine right out front, one of those many indications that the public would have been alarmed. Now, they botched it because they actually removed too many frames when they edited. But just to give you a clue, my estimate, there would have been around 1,000 frames in the original. Today we have 487. So they actually removed more frames from the original version than we have available today. That's absolutely stunning. Now, I continue with work on 9/11, where I founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth in December of 2005. I also did research on the plane crash that took the life of Senator Paul Wellstone. I was on the faculty on the Duluth campus of the University of Minnesota at the time, and the crash took place just about 60 miles north of my office. Then when Sandy Hook occurred, it didn't add up. I did a huge amount of research on Sandy Hook, subsequently on the Boston bombing, on Orlando and Dallas, on Charlottesville, on Parkland, on Las Vegas. And I'm going to tell you, the research I've done, the collaborative research shows these were all staged events. It was all set up by Barack Obama, who nullified the Smith-Mutt Act of 1948 by the Smith-Mutt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring us Sandy Hook, where the Smith-Mutt Act of 1948 had precluded the use of the same techniques of disinformation and propaganda within the United States, including provoking riots and staging events and assassinations as were being used without. So he legitimized all of these false flag, phony events. And I'm telling you, if you've been skeptical, if you've been scared away by the use of the phrase conspiracy theorist, just let me underline the following point. Conspiracy theorists are investigating crimes. That's why they want to silence us. Six of my books have been banned by Amazon on Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, and even the moon landing. Though that appears to have been not because of debunking the moon, I hate to tell you, but there are many ways we know we didn't go. In particular, we didn't have the propulsion power, we didn't have the computational capacity, we didn't have the communication facilities. We could never have transcended the Van Allen radiation belt, just to mention a few. But because there are other chapters there that debunk the official narrative of the end of World War II by converting labor camps, work camps, into centers for extermination, which is revealed to be a hoax on the basis of such elementary considerations as the following. Hundreds, even perhaps thousands of babies were born in these work camps, which is inconsistent, of course, with the theory that they were centers for extermination. And did you know there was a UK soccer team at Auschwitz? I was so astonished when I discovered I put it on the back cover of the book. Now, Amazon's banned them, but if you were inclined to research, you can find them all at Moonrock Books. The point being now, what we have in Boulder is a spectacular, just by a fluke, revelation that it was completely staged by somebody who just happened to be on the scene and recorded it. Danny has done brilliant work dissecting. We're going to go through it. Let me lay out the background. We're told that 10 were killed, including a police officer in a Colorado supermarket. We got the suspect being taken off away by the police. He's supposed to be 21 years old, but he has a bald spot on his head. Other images show this guy is far from 21. I guess he might be 35, 37. We got witnesses who are smirking because they can't repress the fact that they're lying, that anyone should be taking them seriously, telling the public that we can't even be safe when we go shopping for groceries. That's the theme. They're going to try to instill fear into us. Turns out the police officer's name was Eric Talley. Well, Danny, who's very adept at doing research, where there are massive public records on law enforcement officers, right off the bat sent me the following report. Dr. Fetzer, I ran this guy through the database. His reported name is Eric Talley. I checked all the guys in his age group. He's not showing up. There are a few in Colorado with his name, but no matches to the man in the report below. They say he's an 11-year veteran, 7 kids. No one like this comes up in the database searches. I looked at 2 men in his age group with his name in Texas as well. Not him. The rest are too old. The ones who were close all turn out to be someone else. Photos don't match. Background does not match. Not the guy they're showing on TV. Plus, none of them are police. If you listen to the report below, it appears to be very scripted. No info about what happened or the suspect yet. This looks like a false flag as of right now. We need the suspect's name to see what's going on. When Danny sent this to me, it had yet to be released. Well, guess what? Although he was being depicted in the social media and even the mainstream as having been a white Christian Trump supporter, he turns out to be the opposite. He was born in Syria. He's a Muslim. His name is Ahmed al-Issa. He's anti-Trump. He's pro-immigration. He even supports ISIS. I mean, it's stunning. Now, what I think is interesting about this variation is it's the guns they want to focus on. The use of an AR-15. Now, Danny is going to offer his expert commentary. I'm going to play the video. You won't be able to see the video, but we'll tell you what the contents show. It's available already on my BitChute site. If you go to the schedule for Power Hour for this show, you'll see that there's a link to my BitChute. You can find it there. Now, it begins with some kind of fuzzy scenes, which Danny has observed appear to have been taken from an elevated location. We'll get back to that. But we got the journalist who comes upon the scene, and no one is showing any urgency or excitement about the situation. There's a man in the doorway to the grocery store who's texting. When he asks, was anyone else shot? He points his thumb inside, and the journalist looks inside. There's a body lying on the ground. There are bodies outside. Notably, there is no blood. While he's looking inside, he hears shots. But the shots are inconsistent with the use of an AR-15, which is high velocity. It has a very distinctive sound, as Danny will confirm. He rushes around telling everyone, there's an active shooter here, there's an active shooter here. Dropping, by the way, quite a few F-bombs along the way. So if your ears are sensitive, you may want to plug them so you don't hear the F-bombs. But in my opinion, that's a perfectly legitimate response to what's taking place before his very eyes. He can't believe no one else is showing any concern. He finds a group of SWAT already present at the scene, right? He's just been in the grocery store. He's just heard shots fired. He comes around the corner, and there's a group of SWAT. Casually, looks like they might even be having coffee. Danny will offer further expert opinion upon it. There's also a ladder, an elevated position there, which appears to be the scene from which these visual or shots, downward shots were taken. In other words, what we're looking at is the stage of a set. It's a grocery store. And guess what? When they discover he's there taking video, 6 or 8 of them deploy to get him out of the way. 6 or 8 of them. It's completely outrageous. They're more concerned to get this guy out of the way because he's filming what they're doing than they are to deal with the alleged active shooter. And it's because they know there is no active shooter, but this journalist is able to blow their cover to expose the whole thing as a hoax. Listen to this, and we'll come back with Danny to give us expert commentary.
Final answer, not leaving. Hold on, I heard gunshots. They were very close. Someone's down right here. Another across the canal.
Well, then you're going to have to go all the way down there, sir.
I understand.
Go that way.
Something just happened here, guys. Someone's down. I'm sure 911.
I'm a journalist.
You can see which way the shooter went.
No.
Look, there's people lying in the fucking street, guys. We need 911 here now. We're at King Soopers in South Boulder. Table Mesa. We've got injured bodies on the ground.
The,
911 now, people.
Don't say something, anything.
We don't know if there's a shooter. Shooter somewhere. Could be in the store.
Yeah, it went in there.
He went in the store.
Right down there.
Oh, my God. Guys, we got people down inside King Soopers. Look, there's... Holy shit! God damn it! I'm fucking getting
over it, guys. Shit.
God damn it! There's a shooter! Get back!
God damn it!
There's a shooter!
I'm fucking
getting
out of
Get back!
God damn it!
This is footage of the SWAT team just standing there casually. You can see this ladder truck in the background. There's civilians standing against the wall. No urgency, no deployment, as though they were having a picnic.
I had better cover behind the tree. I'm a journalist. I'm not going to leave the scene. Not going across the canal. I'm going to film this. I'm a journalist. Stop telling me to leave. Final answer, not leaving.
Go across the canal, please. Across the canal.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going across the canal.
Well, then you're going to have to go all the way down there, sir.
I understand.
Go that way.
Go back over there. Go across the street.
Stop barking orders at me, dude. I'm a journalist.
You need to back up.
I'm backing up. What am I doing? Backing up.
Back up for your safety.
Sir, what
back
is up. Your name? Back name up. And badge number.
Back
what
up.
What is your name and badge
back
number?
Back up.
You guys need to stop being fucking douchebags right now. I'm fucking journalist. I'm filming here.
And this is for your safety.
Yeah, this is for my safety. Look at your safety. Look at my safety. Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. No, I can't fucking record. I'm being forced to not record. No.
Yes, you're going to go across the street.
No, I'm not going across the fucking street.
Your safety. Just keep backing up. You can record. Just keep
backing up. Take it off.
What is your name?
My name's Dean. What's your name?
Deputy Hoover. Let's keep backing up.
Deputy Hoover. I understand. I see Jefferson County. I don't see Boulder County.
So they're back here. Keep backing up.
I understand.
Keep backing up.
Stop fucking grabbing me.
Go this way.
You're taping it up?
Yes, sir.
I'm behind your tape line.
Sir, out of it.
I'm behind your tape line.
You can keep recording.
No, you're not gonna let me record the scene anymore. This is bullshit. I'm a journalist. Let me back over the scene.
Not right now. We're getting you safe.
This is not safe. I'm fine.
We're going to get you
I've been here since the beginning. I've been here for
an hour and 30 minutes. Watch out, Dean.
Don't push me into the pool.
Keep going.
Stop.
What's your
Stop.
Name?
What's my name, Dean?
Danny, it's just astonishing. They were caught with their pants down there at the end. You can see there's crime scene tape already up, and yet we still have an active shooter. I mean, this is bizarre. You've seen it many times. You've told me every time you watch it, you pick up something new. Go for it, Danny. Lay it on us. You are the expert on law enforcement. You have perceived so many anomalies here. Share it with our audience.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be on the show with you today. To start off, sir, on that video, and I'm glad you played it. And I realize people can't see it on the show today, but I hope they will go to your BitChute channel where they can go ahead and see it for themselves, pause it, slow it down, watch everything that we're talking about. That'll really help to kind of encapsulate some of the facts that we're trying to bring out. So in the beginning, sir, as you played, we have this gentleman happening upon the grocery store, obviously not supposed to be there at that time, that place. And he walks into the grocery store. And the first thing we see is we see a gentleman walking out of the store, which is very interesting. He looks to be in his late 60s, possibly 70s. I can't quite tell. Grayish hair. And he's texting. He's just engaged in a conversation of texting. We all know what that looks like when somebody's staring at their phone and walking. You know, they have this slow walk. He's obviously engaged. He's got both thumbs on his phone. And all of a sudden we hear a gunshot go off. And he turns around and kind of tells the cameraman, he says, yeah, there's a gunman in there. I think there's a dead body. And he turns around, there's a body laying on the floor. And the body's wedged in on a display or something like that. You can see him. And the cameraman goes into the store and actually shines the camera in all around in every direction. And there's nobody in the store. The store's totally empty. And there's nothing going on. But yet the man that's texting has no concern that there's a shooter in the store and that gunshots are going off. It absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, people would be pouring out of that store like rats. But yeah, he's just standing there at his age with no concern for what, you know, stepping over a dead body, what he just saw. It's absolutely ridiculous. As we also pointed out on the shots, we hear approximately 3 shots going off. The man obviously filming is very, very excited. But the shots sound really funny, and we've talked about that yesterday. The shots don't sound like an AR-15. They always go after that weapon. They're telling us that the guy had an AR-15. We don't see a picture of the weapon, but we hear two or three booms. They're spaced out. They're not rapid fire. They're very slow, but the AR-15 is very distinctive. It has a hypersonic round that travels at, you know, over 3,200 feet per second. And it leaves a very distinctive cracking sound in the air because the round is breaking the sound barrier and it's traveling again, you know, much faster than the speed of sound. And everyone knows what that sound like if you're around that type of firearm. And yet we hear kind of like a pop sound, more like a firecracker sound. And again, it could be a little bit skewed because it's a cell phone foot video, so I don't know how well the sound is traveling through, but I don't hear that sound at all. So, you know, just to start out, sir, there's a lot of anomalies right there that don't fit in right off the bat when the gentleman walks into the store. I'm not sure what your take is on that.
Well, of course, Danny, and what you mean is that these are anomalies if this is a real shooting event. So if you consider the alternative hypotheses, it's a real shooting event versus it's a staged event. The probability of this kind of behavior, if it's a real shooting event, is approximately zero. But if it was a staged event, the probability of this kind of behavior is very high. So if you prefer the hypothesis, which confers a higher probability on the available evidence, which is known as the rule of likelihood, very prevalent in scientific research, then already from this evidence, we have far more evidence supporting that this is a staged event than that it's a real shooting.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that for sure. You know, just moving on in the video, if you want to keep going through it, what happens is as he's in the store, there's somebody talking to him, and it almost sounds like an authority figure. We can't see the person talking to him, but he says to him, sir, you're going to need to leave the store. He's giving him very calm and cool directive. And he says it a few times, sir, you're going to need to leave the store. I find that very strange that somebody is talking to him that calmly when there's shots going off in the store like that and there's a dead body laying on the floor. Psychologically, sir, I don't believe that would be taking place. If that was an officer, you would think he would be trying to drag that body out to see if the person is dead or not and get him safe. But you don't see any scurry going around. You don't see anything in the video that matches up with the behaviors. Right after that, the cameraman looks down the wheelchair ramp out the door. There's a wheelchair ramp there on the side. And it looks like there's a body that's hunched over inside of the railing right there. And then there's a strange SUV. And I'd like to point that out to everyone because the SUV has jumped up the curb and appeared to almost drive up the wheelchair ramp towards the door, the main door of the grocery store. That's very strange. Nobody's going to drive a car up over the curb, up a wheelchair ramp, and then right in front of the SUV, there's a dead body. So there's definitely an anomaly there with who drove that car up that wheelchair ramp. It's a civilian car. It's not a police car. It's not marked. It's very strange. But you can also see off in the distance there, there's a body in the middle of the street or the aisleway right there as cars come in laying on the ground. And I'd like to point out what you pointed out is there's no blood. Okay, and getting back to the AR-15, that round moves very fast, and it causes massive damage when it strikes the body. It tends to tumble. It tears up the body, tears up the flesh. It's a nasty little round, which is why the military developed it in the Vietnam era. It does a lot of damage. Even though it's a little small .22 caliber bullet, it does a lot of damage and causes a lot of bleeding and carnage when it hits the flesh. But yet we don't see any blood from any of the body in the store, the person hunched over on the wheelchair ramp, or the one laying in the street that's been there the longest. There's no blood anywhere to be seen. They're just kind of laying there. It makes no sense whatsoever, sir.
Yeah, Danny, you're 100% correct. And talk about the SWAT team just standing casually there. You observed to me in the past. They would come out and be deployed. They'd be separated. They'd be ready to go into operation. But it's like it's tea time for the SWAT team. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah, right after that scene, when he goes down, it appears that he walks down or walks out of the store after hearing a couple of the shots go off. you know, it's all, I don't know if the film is spliced or it's continued. He might have edited his own video. But the very next scene we see, he's pointing at the corner of the grocery store, at the left-hand corner of the store if you're looking straight on it. And there's already an armored vehicle there. And when I see the armored vehicle, I see a bunch of police or sheriff deputies. It's hard to tell from that distance, but they're in a different kind of a tan uniform. They have ballistic helmets on. You can see some rifles. But what I don't understand is this is an active shooter scene. You have dead bodies laying on the street there. You have one, you know, on the ramp where the wheelchair ramp is. But these officers are standing there very calmly, like they're engaged in a briefing. They're talking to each other. Their weapons are low slung. Some are on their backs. And they're very calm, like they're doing some sort of a briefing. There's no action. When a SWAT team shows up, your situation.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break with Danny Sura. Stand by.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.